Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. For music, games, puzzles, and trivia of all sorts, check out Ask Me Another. Ask Me Another is like Trivia Night, but a lot more fun. Play along now at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garst is away on assignment. So this week, we get to spend some time talking music with Richard Blair. Now, Richard Blair joins us from his home studio in Bogota, Colombia. Thank you for joining us today, Richard.
Hi, Felix. Nice to hear you.
Richard Blair is the producer and the mastermind behind the band Sidestepper. The band has a rich and influential history in contemporary Colombian music, and we're going to talk about that history. We're going to talk about Richard Blair. We're going to talk about this new album that they have out. In fact, that's what we're listening to, the title track. What is the name of this track, Richard?
Supernatural Love.
Name of the album. It's a great album. We're going to hear cuts from the album. We're going to hear some old Sidestepper. We're going to listen to some of the music that influenced Richard as a musician and a producer. So lots of stuff to listen to today. So this is, again, Sidestepper. I got to say that I was very excited to hear that Sidestepper was going to have a new album because the band has been dormant for a while. Before we talk about how you got to this point where you can release a new album, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about how you got to Colombia initially and what did you find there when you got there music-wise?
Well, I knew very, very, very little about Colombia. I was so ignorant. I was working at Peter Gabriel's studio at Real World in England, and he used to lend us out to Real World Records to make, you know, to do sessions. And one day I just got put on a session with this band from Colombia called Toto La Momposina.
And we should say that Toto La Momposina is an iconic Afro-Colombian performer that's been based there in Colombia, in Bogota, her entire life.
And we had the most fantastic week together. And then they invited me down to Colombia. They just invited me down to kind of hang out for a month or so. And that was in 1993. And Bogota, at first sight, especially in the south of the city where Toto lived, the sort of poorer neighborhoods, not particularly attractive. You know, that kind of kind of shanty things just sort of thrown up a bit haphazardly, not much paint, not many paved roads, etc. So it was a very sort of shocking thing to see at first for a European, you know, where everything's so nice and paved and all looks good. And I guess musically, what I found first of all, for the first 6 months in Colombia, it was just tropical music, just Toto's music, you know, cumbia, hand drums and vocals, and a lot of son and salsa. Very, very new musical world that took me, well, I'm still finding out, I'm still learning, really.
Let's play a track from that album that you produced with Toto La Mompocina when you first were introduced to her.
My favorite tune is Curura. This album's called Candela Viva, and it was released in 91, I think, 92 maybe. And it's just been re-released by Real World all over the world.
We featured the remixed album when it came out last year.
Did you?
Yeah, it was an excellent, excellent album. Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the music to remind you to check out one of NPR's other great podcasts, Ask Me Another. It's like Trivia Night, but a lot more fun. You can find it at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. Now, back to this great music. The iconic voice of Toto La Mopocina, Richard Blair's introduction to Colombian music. What inspired you to even think that you wanted to put a band together while you were there in Colombia, once you arrived there? Because obviously you saw something you liked and decided to stay.
I just felt at home here. That's the only way. After a week or so, I just felt at home here. And it was as though somehow I'd been a sort of fish out of water in England. But I didn't realise because I'd never lived anywhere else. And I got here and I felt, it's not just me then. So there are other people who think the same way. And just very, very warm, human, tolerant, joyful people. You know, people with a great, great talent for being happy and a contagious sort of happiness. And life was very simple. I had money in my pocket or I didn't. It was fantastic music. I was surrounded by great people. And I just saw no reason to go back, really, until I'd finished producing a record for Carlos Vives, La Tierra del Olvido. I had a bit of money in the bank and, you know, nothing sort of in the book. So for a while, it had been on in the back of my mind to try and look at the electronic side of Latin music and how to make beats in a Latin way. And a bunch of us, I think, felt that there was a kind of almost evangelical zeal to bring beats to anything that hadn't had beats put on it before. And we were going through, you know, a sea change, a shift in the way people thought about music. And this new technology was so exciting and we were all getting into sort of, you know, the holy church of the bass line, and everybody was obsessed with the bass line and the beat, and nobody really seemed to have done it with Latin music. So I had no intention of having a band or touring or doing anything other than sort of sitting in a flat in London and just seeing what was possible. I bought a few samplers and a bit of gear, and I had enough money to sort of sit there for a few months.
Was that the first Sidestepper song, track, or release?
The first one really was the album called Southern Star, and there was a single from that called Maine, which is, to my knowledge anyway, sort of, if not the first, one of the first Latin drum and bass tunes.
And the legend is born.
And I somehow still think that we're just sort of taking it step by step, you know, and each step leads somewhere. Oh, we didn't expect to come here, but we're just sort of taking it step by step still.
Some Sidestepper tracks. Let's play a track called Dame Tu Querer.
Oh, I love that tune. It's one of my favorites.
What album and what year?
This is from Dame. This is the tune called Dame Tu Querer from the album 3 AM in Beats We Trust from 2003.
Dame tu querer, dame tu querer en mi vida, dame de beber de tu claridad y tu alegría, que me ayudará a calmar mi sed, amor. Dame el corazón, dame el corazón entero, dame tu mirar, porque sin tu amor siento que muero, y el sol ya nunca volverá a alumbrar. Dame tu cariño, que tu luz es mi única verdad, amor. Dame tu querer, dame tu querer, princesa, dame de beber de tu piel salada y tu belleza, de la oscuridad secreta de tu piel. Déjame caer al abismo del deseo, quiero conocer dónde está la luz de tu misterio, quedar ciego con tu claridad, mujer. Dame tu cariño, que tu luz es mi única
back to 2002, that Sidestepper. Okay, Richard, now that we have the band established there in Colombia, let's talk a little bit about Richard Blair and your musical upbringing in Britain when you were living there. I've asked you to bring in some tracks that were influential to your musical upbringing. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start at the very beginning with Howlin' Wolf. And when I heard this for the first time, I think I was maybe 12 or 13. Very, very aware of music. Punk had happened or was happening. And aware of this massive sort of sea change, a big shift in the way we thought about music. And I thought punk was sort of heavy, and then I heard this, and I realised that... I realised what something truly heavy meant, you know, the voice. It sounded like something from the Old Testament.
Howlin' Wolf from famous Chess Records in Chicago. This is his track, Spoonful. Minutes and 46 seconds of the truth.
That's you know? Funny that you should use that word. I was just thinking, what if you had to say one word that summed that up, is the truth.
Powerful. Before we go back to Colombia and talk a little bit more about what's going on with Sidestepper now, let's hear a few more tracks that you brought in that influenced you as a musician. And one of the things you brought in was Nick Drake.
Yes. It sort of brought tears to my eyes almost listening to this again. I hadn't heard this record for a long time, Pink Moon, and just such a sort of delicate beauty and something so ethereal about it. And of course, we can't help but hear his music, thinking about his life and that the poor man died at 24 or 25. Incredible musician. He's a great, great guitar player. And the lyrics, incredibly moving. And it represents a whole kind of Anglo kind of songwriting, I guess, which we're now here on the new Sidestepper record.
This track from Nick Drake is called Place to Be.
When I was young, never saw the truth hanging from the door. And now I'm only seeing face to face. And now I'm only gotta get a clean place. Green, greener than the hill, where flowers grew and the sun shone still. Now I'm darker than the deepest sea. Just hand me down, give me a place to be. Strong, strong in the sun.
one of those artists that just, you're right, is haunting. It stops you, and it's hard to move on from that. But move on we must. Let's play something from the new Sidestepper album. Is there something we can play that you did differently in the studio than you do during your normal recording sessions?
Well, if we play La Flor y la Voz, part one, it's hard not to play it without part two, but part one had a whole arrangement. It had a bunch of music and instruments and a bass line and the whole thing. And then eventually, right at the end, when I was mixing, I just turned everything off and just played the drums and the voice, and there it was. So this is La Flor y la Voz, part one.
An old-fashioned radio crossfade to bring this show to a close. Richard Blair, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us about Sidestepper and the great new album, Supernatural Love.
Sure, no worries.
We want to remind you that you can hear every track that we've played today in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget about us on social media. We are NPR's Alt Latino on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garst will be back next week. This has been Alt Latino.
Go to pitch to the drummer, talk to my brother, sing for the sinners, go to baby. Go to pitch to the drummer, talk to my brother, sing to the rhythm. semana.